Some people say the Muslim rulers of the old times were a lot better than the rulers of our time. So the Muslims of today should be taught a new term of Tawheed, which is Al-Hakimiyyah. So any ruler who does not apply this becomes out of the fold of Islam. So it is then possible to fight them. Please clarify this issue in a little bit details.
MashaAllah, every question needs a lecture. We have to know something. Going against the ruler, there is two conditions for that. One, in fighting him, that he committed clear kufr. And when we said clear kufr, يعني nobody have, there is no different opinion about it. كُفْرًا بَوَاحًا عِنْدَكُمْ فِيهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ بُرْهَانٍ. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said, كُفْر بَوَاح. بَوَاح, it means open public. He do this, he does this kufr in open public. Two, there is no different opinion about it. It's very clear it is kufr. Second condition, you have the capability of removing him without greater fitna. But if you do not have capability of moving him, if you do not have capability of moving him, what's the result? Like those people who in one city, they said, we are going against the rulers in our government. One of the Muslim cities. Not long time ago. What he did with the airplane. He killed all of them. And the da'wah, يعني, been affected with that. What they did? Nothing. This is not what the Islam asked you to do. Or those people enter a place and they lock themselves inside and said, we are against the hakim, the rulers. Hey, change. Or fitna, like what you're having in Algeria. Or what you have in Somalia. What happened? It's a greater fitna. يعني him being there in charge, there is safety and security better than nobody. And nobody safe, nobody have secure. So therefore, the Ahl Sunnah, they are very careful. They said it's two conditions. Even if he's kafir, 100% no doubt, if you are not capable of, you cannot go against him because this is not wise. This is not wise to do that. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us, إِنَّ مِنْ أَيَّاكُمْ إِنَّ مِنْ وَرَائِكُمْ أَيَّامُ الصَّبْرُ. There is days we're going to come, the person has nothing but patience. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself been taught this lesson. Himself been taught his lesson. And our biggest problem in da'wah among the brothers today and the youth have no patience. Ya akhi, ya akhti, dear brothers and sisters, do we have today prophet among us? No. Do we have somebody who has miracles? Ibrahim alayhi salam, Khalil, 88 years giving da'wah in Iraq. Around 88 years in Iraq, or 89 years. They make a fire month collecting for the wood. Big fire. They throw him in the fire. He didn't walk out. No, he remained in the fire until the fire finished. Then he walked out with his clothes. Even his clothes didn't burn. Only his the robe which they tied his hand with. It's the only things burned, and as much as this from his thobe. Two fingers only from his garments. He walked out. Do you need any evidence more than that? That this man is following the truth? Huh? Tell me. How many persons believe in him? Two. His wife and Luke. 89 years with this incident and others. And guess what? Allah said that Ibrahim, he has very power. He is very liquid. وَتِلْكَ حُجَّتُنَا آتَيْنَاهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ. يعني he is very eloquent. Very good talker. Makes sense. With all of this, only Sarah and Lu, his cousin. Isn't it a lesson for us to be patient? To wait? There is wisdom behind what is good. We do what we ever are capable of. Now.
Yeah.
يعني إنكار المنكر يجوز أو يجب إنكار المنكر ما لم يؤدي إنكاره إلى منكر أعظم منه. Changing the evil actions, it is obligated unless there is a greater munkar, greater evil things will happen by changing this munkar. Giving an example, and this is one of the things I read in some of the fatawa of those people who are not, who their knowledge not based on Sharia. They've been asked about an issue, I think it happened in Egypt for some time. They see the Mawlid. Those who go to the Sufis and, you know, some ignorant people, what they do, they make battle, has gas and fire, and they will throw it in the middle of the Mawlid, so they will destroy it because this shirk. What happened, people die. So they tried to change Munkar, but what they did, a greater Munkar. Some people, they have, they saw a video store in Muslim country. They went there and they burned the video stores. The whole building collapsed. So, when Ibrahim alayhi salam changed this munkar, he changed it because he knows there's no greater munkar. There is greater benefit out of it. And Allah ordered him to do that. This is wahi from his prophet. But we have to be wise when we change the munkar. Naam salam.
Do the Shias have any evidence for the modification of the Quran, like from history?
Yeah, they have a lot of narrations, but all of this fabricated